and Mary. Call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being aboard with Mary and me today. For segment two this hour, we're going to delve into a newly merged French airline that's offering low-fare business and economy class between the U.S. and Paris with the executive vice president of La Compagnie and XL Airways. But first, we need to share that this segment of the program is sponsored by LifeLock. You know, this may sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's actually reality during tax season. Imagine heading to the mailbox after doing your taxes and reaching in to pull out an item you've been waiting for, only to get a huge shock. Someone's already filed your tax return. Did you know that identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft? The IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected identity theft tax refund fraud in 2016. This is where LifeLock comes in. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take and the calls to make to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or, frankly, any time. Certainly, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock offers the best protection available. Call 800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com to save 10% when you sign up using promo code Rudy, or find a link at RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
If you're a regular listener, I'm sure you've heard Robert, Rudy, and me talk about La Compagnie, the all-business class carrier that offers service from the U.S. to Paris with very competitive fares. Well, they've just merged with XL Airways to create what they're now calling the first French long-haul, low-fare airline, offering both economy and business class service to Paris. Jean-Charles Perrino is a co-founder and executive vice president who has a lengthy career in the airline world. Transcon competition is certainly heating up just in time for summer, so we invited him on the show today to give us some insight into this new option for flights to Europe.
Jean Charles, nice to meet you. Welcome to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries.
Nice to meet you. Very happy to be here.
We're happy to have you here. So congratulations on the recent merger. I'm sure being able to create a combined company with over $400 million in revenues was clearly attractive. But the two airlines, they run very different operations and fleets. So tell us what triggered the marriage.
And we still want to run two different airlines. That's the key message. Key message here for us was to join forces into find synergies between two separate airlines that were relatively small. On one side, you had XL, which is one of the leading low-cost, long-haul French carrier. And on the other side, you had La Compagnie, the only all-business airline between Paris and New York. We decided to merge because we feel it's a unique opportunity to create the first long-haul, low-cost group that is operating from France to the U.S. and to some other destination with XL by joining forces and creating some type of critical mass that will help us into being more efficient when it comes to cost synergies and everything.
Sure.
Having said that, we want to stay with, you know, two clearly identified brands. On the one side, you have La Compagnie on the all business class part of the business, and on the other, you have XL Airways on the leisure side of the business.
I think whenever you hear about mergers and acquisitions, you know, the immediate thing that comes to mind is how is that going to impact service? You know, what changes are you planning for the two carriers? I understand that you mentioned that they're going to run separately. I respect that. But now that they're under one umbrella, you know, will travelers see any benefit from the combined service?
Well, the main benefit will be to be even more aggressive when it comes to product offering and value for money proposition, because due to the fact that we'll be, for example, able to jointly purchase oil or to jointly purchase insurance, you know, everything that usually the customer is not seeing that is a large part of the airline cost, it will help us to become even more efficient. And at the end of the day, it's creating value for the customer. Of course, on the XL side and on the La Compagnie side, we have all sorts of different innovation that should be coming in the coming months. That our key intention is really to keep on doing what you know, Excel on its side is doing and La Compagnie on the other, in order to be even more aggressive on this market.
So let's talk a little bit more about the markets, if we can. So I, from what I understand, here in the States, XL Airways flies to New York, Miami, LA, and San Francisco. La Compagnie had originally in Newark, London, but now it's Newark, Paris, Charles de Gaulle. The London service ended sometime last year. What do you think we can expect to see? Can you speak to any additional markets that you might be looking at from other U.S. cities?
We are currently focusing, after the suspension of our London route that was generated by the Brexit decision in the UK, we decided to reinforce our position on the Paris-New York route with the introduction of a double daily flight back in last October, and we want to increase the frequencies with those double daily flights. So we are focusing mainly on this currently. We don't have plan at that point to open other cities on the La Compagnie side.
Okay, if you're just joining us, Jean-Charles Perrino with the new XL Airways La Compagnie Group is on the line with Robert and me. Jean-Charles, you also fly to other markets globally, I believe the Caribbean, Mexico. Is XL flying to Cuba as well?
XL is flying some flights to Cuba.
Okay.
XL is concentrated into flights from France to not only to the U.S., but as well to the West Indies and the Indian Ocean.
Okay. Can you tell us what makes this merger different? What are you offering that's perhaps, you know, unique and attractive as far as a low-cost carrier, your version of a low-cost carrier?
I mean, for us, and I will more, let's say, I will talk with La Compagnie angle here. This merger, on top of bringing efficiency when it comes to cost, will bring value to customers. For example, we implemented a year ago our frequent flyer program, and will be soon be offering the possibility for people to fly on XL flight to redeem the points that they earn on La Compagnie and fly to wherever they went on the XL flight.
Oh, that's
all right,
great.
So I want to jump in on that for a second. I want to just, you know, I want to focus on La Compagnie. You have two Boeing 757-200 jets, and they're outfitted with just 74 lie-flat seats. I believe they're arranged in a 2x2 all-business class configuration, so clearly that's a lot of room for a lot of comfort.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is, exactly. You don't find that a lot.
No.
You know, we've talked on the show in the past, people, if they've listened, you know, we've talked about how attractive your fares are. I'm curious what the average load factor is for these 74 seats. I mean, how full are those planes that are going between Newark and Charles de Gaulle? And do you see yourself really focused primarily on the business traveler with that airline, or do you also have a good number of kind of upscale leisure flyers as well?
Since we are the beginning of March, I can share with you what we've been doing since the last 2 months, since the beginning of 2017. We reached an average 80% load factor for the last 2 months. And to answer the second part of your question, we have a mix of leisure and business and corporate traffic. Corporate traffic on average is ranking, let's say, all year long, let's say, two-thirds of the total traffic and one-third on the leisure end of the traffic. And, of course, there is seasonality. So in summer, for example, where corporate traffic tends to be way at a lower level, we are packed with families that are flying to Europe with their family and kids because, as you know, at the time where the tickets in coach class are so expensive that with a small premium you can fly in a whole different way you put it with only a 74-seater in the aircraft and not only business. So this is why we are attracting both segments.
Another question I have for you. You know, you have a company now where you have over 800 employees, and you're trying to combine cultures and personnel. I know when we look to the airlines that are from Emirates or Qatar or Etihad, and they, one of the things we hear a lot is they have difficulty blending flight crews and staffs from many different cultures. How's it going for you with the...
At that point, it's going quite well because actually, as I mentioned, we pay to two different brands and two different brand platform. It means that, for example, the crews that are working on La Compagnie are not the crew who are working on XL. Having said that, when it comes to working together, you know, at headquarters and everything, it's very open because we are, let's say, we are two small airlines. So it's not like, you know, two giants that are joining forces. Those are two little fighters that are very, let's say, aggressive and nimble in the market that are still very nimble.
I got it. So, Jean-Charles, I apologize. I have to interrupt you because we're out of time, unfortunately. So we really do appreciate your time today. Congratulations on the merger. And we're going to look forward to following the acquisition and how everything's come together. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. I think it's going to be interesting to see how they come together.
Interesting combo of business and leisure.
Yeah, it is. It will. All right, folks, if you haven't done so already, please do connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break. And up next is the cyber guy, Kurt Knudsen. You've seen him on TV. Well, now he's here. You're listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries, and we'll be right back.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.